Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Ayin Ches. It's also Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. We're starting Sefer Vayikra. We know that every one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah has a name. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer Shmois is called Sefer HaSheni. Sefer Vayikra is called Torah's Koyanim. And onwards. And I heard once a pshat, Sefer Shmois, it's called the Sefer HaSheni. That's not a very unique name. But the pshat is no. Sefer Bereishis is Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer Yetzira HaSheni. It's another Sefer Yetzira. We have Bereishis Boro Elohim of Pashtas Tishrei, which is the Tchilas Bria and Yetzira of the Oilom. But then we have the Sefer Yetzira HaSheni. HaChodesh HaZalachem, the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael, represents the creation, a Yetzira of Klal Yisrael. And Ki Yaduo, we know that there are different levels in the Bria. There's Doimem, Chai, Tzoymeach, and Medaber. So when it was Nischadish that there's a Klal Yisrael, it goes beyond that, that a Yehudi, a Yid, is a different level. It's a new Yetzira. It's a new Metzias. The Arizal writes that Be'emes, in the parasha of Karbonis, we makriv, and there's a shaychus of Karbonis in all of these aspects. We bring from the Tzoymeach, we bring Shemen, Soilus, and Yayin is from the Tzoymeach. We bring a Zevach min Hachai. The Koyen and the Bailam are the Medabrim, the Melach. I'll call Karbon Chatakriv Melach. So there's Doimein, and every facet of the Bria is mukriv into the Karbon. But the Emes is that the Yesoid of what's happening here is that it's being Nischadish, that there's a new Bria. That's why also Pesach is called Pesach al Shem Sheposach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says al Shem HaDilug. So what's the inyon of the Dilug? The Dilug is that Be'emes by Makas Bechoyris, the Mashchis was given Rishus, the Einoi Mavchin Bein Ra L'Toiv. So why taka was it that the Mashchis only killed the Bechoyri Mitzrayim and not the Bechoyri Yisrael? Because he said at that moment of Chatzois was Nischadish, the Leda of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael became a new Metzias. The Mashchis was given Rishus to kill regular people, human beings, Homo sapiens, Mitzrim, but not Yehudim. They might have been in the Memtes Shari Tumah, but it was Nischadish there, the new Metzias, a Yid, Shaloi Osani Goy. That's what Parshas HaChodesh is about, renewing that commitment and that awareness that a Yid is different. And that's what Sefer Vayikra is about. In the Parsha of HaChodesh, we have Yoitzris, and in the Yoitzris part of the Piyut, it says, Arba Charoshim Bamachazeh. And who are those Arba Charoshim? Bemis, the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, the Pasuk in Zechariah, Vayareini Hashem Arba Charoshim. And they are, as the Gemara explains, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu, and Koyen Tzedek. What's the connection of these four Charoshim? Charoshim are builders. Who are these builders? So Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and Eliyahu represent the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Who's the fourth builder? Koyen Tzedek. Rashi says Shem ben Noyach, because he built the Teva. What's the connection? So there's a famous Michtov from Rav Huttner where he describes that there are two places where the Torah describes a building. There's the building of the Mishkan, which is vividly described in details, and also the Bnia of the Tevas Noyach. And Rav Huttner goes to explain that a yeshiva is both. It's also a Mishkan, and it's also a Tevas Noyach. But one needs to build both, because on one hand, you need that building, you need a Tevas Noyach, because there's a marble outside, and when there's a marble outside, it requires a binyan with the strict instructions of how the people inside should be nitzal from the marble. But Ba'oisei Midah, the binyan is a binyan of his alus and a mokim of Ashroas Hashchino and Kirvas Hashem, of bringing karbonos and doing avoides Hashem. Now, avada agansior, but certainly now when it becomes Chodesh Nisan and we're starting the parashiyos of karbonos and we're getting ready for Pesach, we have to realize that renewal of a commitment to have a shaychus to a yeshiva. The first mitzvah b'cholifin starts as HaChodesh HaZalachem, which we said is representing Klal Yisrael's renewal. We know that the Levona, it becomes large to Miluoy, and then it goes back down and becomes into Kamat nothing, and Mamish, one day we don't see anything. And then there's a Levona b'chidusha. The Sforim explained that that Levona represents the Nekuda Toiva, the Pintala Yid that's in every Yid. Because at one point it looks like it's really totally gone. But then suddenly, once again, it sparks a new renewal, a new Ischachus. And it comes along with the Kechavim also, that there's always an opportunity and a chance to be mischaber and misale again. And if you fall again, so then again you get the renewal. The emes is, that's what Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that Vayikra is a lashon of kriya, a lashon of chiba, not mikre, not a coincidence, not by chance, by the goyim, by Bilam, it says Vayikar. Because a goy, yes, Bilam was not a doymem, not a chai, not a tzimeach, he was a medaber. He got the koyach of nevuah, which is a very high level of koyach adibur, and a koyach of interaction with the Rebbeinu Shlalem, yes, but it was Vayikar. It was without the aleph, it was by chance. And what it represents by a yid is that it's not by chance. He wants this chiba. He's searching for it. He wants to have that connection. And it's Moir that Rashi says that this koil that used to come out from the Vayikra, koil godol v'chozok, aval miyad, when the koil came to the chotzer achitzoyne, it was nifsak. It came mibein shnei akruvim. It was a tremendous loud koil. But it was only inside the Mishkan. You know, there's a tremendous resounding koil ha-toira, but it's inside the Beis Medrash. Outside, then it's already not there. That's what a person has to be connected to Torah and to the shaychus of that. Now the pasuk says on one end, Adam ki yakrav mikem korban lashem, and then the hemshach pasuk is mina behema mina bakar mina tzoin takrivu es korbanchem. The Nesivus Sholem makes a tremendous diuk. We have to understand that avada, the deep kabbalistic inyonim of korbanos avada, there's grois soidus in them. But a person has to know that there's a difference if he understands that the Adam is ki yakriv mikem, that when he's makriv the korban, be'etzem he's representing a mesiras nefesh of himself, then it's mikem, he is then on the darg of korban lashem. But there's a lower level that he understands that there's an avoidah to do, min ha-behema, min ha-bokaru, min ha-tzoin. So that's also, it's a level, it's takrivu es korbanchem. But it's not korban lashem. The korban lashem is someone that realizes that it's really him that it's representing. The Sfasemis writes, when it says, Odom ki yakrav mikem, means that when a person is makrav his pnimius, his ritsoinus, and he's batel ritsoincha mipnei ritsoinoi, that's a korban. When a person is yakrav oisil ritsoinoi, and he adds a beautiful derher, melamet shekoifin oisil, the famous Gemara, koifin oisil yachayim aroitzani. So the Sfasemis says, I think that's what he means, when there's a will, there's a way. He says that the emes is, anyone that wants, if he wants, Hashem will also poil for him the kofaleim harka gigas. Hashem will be the koifin oisei. It depends if you really want it. Sometimes a person won't be able to do it unless he's forced. And he says, no, klum kavinu aleim harka gigas. Did you force me? You put me into the matzav. I wasn't in the situation, the right atmosphere. If you really want, if it's lirtsoinoi, then you'll get to the koifin oisei. Hashem will put you in the situation and force you, and you'll be part of it. Adam ki yakriv, koriv Hashem l'chol koirov, l'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes. If a person calls out and he wants that kriya, that call, which is a call of a connection, of an interaction with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if he really wants it, then all of a sudden he's close. Then it's Pasher Husham, he's close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Karbonis is about. That's what Sefer Vayikra is about. And that's what the renewal of Parshas HaChodesh is about. Another, just one important derher, we get ready on Pesach for the Korban Pesach. Now, Korban Pesach, again, it's the Kloliest, the Kinyan of Korbanos, but there are certain unique aspects in Korban Pesach specifically. It was the first Korban, it was the Korban that represented that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pesach and was differentiating between a Yid and a Goy. But there's another thing, the Korban Pesach, especially by Pesach Mitzrayim, but who had in Ledoiris, first of all, the dam was put on the Mashkef and the Mezuzos, and the Balabais became the Kohen Gadol, and then the house of the Yid became a different thing, a new Metzias. It wasn't a Bais Mitzri. V'yikholem ish selebeis ovois. The same way L'doiris, Korban Pesach was b'chabura, it was usually with a mishpacha. Pesach was a time of a renewal in a family, the tzura of a family living together. There's a moira de kediak, Rashi in Sefer Shoiftim, it says about Gidoin, who his father, he says, Esmael Kara Avinu Esahalol. One would have thought maybe Gidon was by his Rosh Hashiva's house, by his Rebbe. No, he was by his father. He wasn't the God Ladar's father, but he's Esmael Kara Avinu Esahalol. The Seder, the Leila Seder is from father to son. It's done with a mishpacha, the Yikholem Ish Selebes Ovois. And Dafka, maybe in the preparatory times when we're starting with Chodesh Nissen and the tirdis of cleaning and getting ready, it's not a pash of the matzev, it's a whole avoidas parach. But it could also be done if it's done with the right thought. It can be done in a family style. It can be done with a bezundera achtos, and even add and enhance into the flavor of of a mishpachtius of a bayis Yehudi, and it could make a renewal. And we should be zoichet haka for machoidish as alechem, that we should be able to be zoichet to be makriv men apsochem men azvochem.